I started using this human charger and it changed my world.
It was never on our radar screen, but being a world traveler and being subjected to jet lag on every trip, I knew that there were things circadian rhythm-wise that were always a challenge. I didn't know anything about SAD. My wife, on the other hand, has some seasonal depression. She has anxiety. She has a little panic disorder. She tried it for a week, and within 3 days, she was like, wow, you know, I'm getting up right away in the morning, and I don't feel the anxiety, and I'm got more energy, and I use it in the afternoon if I've got a lull. And she said, I think there's really something to this. The CRD, circadian rhythm disruption, it's a very big contributor. Obesity, diabetes, psychiatric disorders, autoimmune diseases, neurodegeneration, and even cancers.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit podcast. You know, this is a podcast where we often illuminate just the fascinating intersection between health, science, and even technology. I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and today we're going to dive deep into the world of light therapy. Have you ever wondered how just the light around us can influence your mood, your energy levels, and even your overall well-being? Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the groundbreaking science behind light waves, their impact on our biology, and how innovative products like the one I'm holding right here, if you're watching on YouTube, right here. Yes, products like this are harnessing this power to improve our health and even our athletic performance. And this episode is brought to you by this device. It's called the Human Charger. And I've been using this for, gosh, almost 7 years. And this is actually, I'm going to give you a link because you can receive 15% discount, almost $30 when you go to the human, it's just humancharger.com, Wendy Pett. Actually, it's humancharger.com/ however, how do you even say that? I don't know, / Wendy Pett, and use promo code Wendy Pett, all one word, all caps, WENDIEPETT. And I will put that in the show notes, but I wanted to give that to you up front here. But I want you to join us because we're going to be talking a lot about light therapy. We're going to discuss its mechanisms, its benefits, and just some of the latest research findings and even some stories of people that have had incredible results with this light therapy. So it's just powerful, and I can't wait for you to hear all about it. But if you are looking for just ways to even just enhance your mental clarity, regulate your sleep, or just simply improving your day-to-day health, this episode is for you. It's going to be packed with insights that could change the way you think about light. So I hope that you will join us on this transformative topic, because I have a great guest with me today. His name is Gary Miller, and he is fascinating. I should have talked with him more about his career, but we ended up talking about this device here. But I may have to have him on and talk about his career solely just that, because he's amazing. He is one of only 500 USSA level Olympic alpine ski coaches in America. Yes, seriously. He's off the charts amazing. His bio says, following a successful ski racing career that included 80 victories and 2 national championship skiing titles with the University of Colorado, Gary began his coaching profession with the U.S. ski team in 1982. During his 6-year tenure with the national team, he coached American athletes, including Olympic champions like Bill Johnson and Tommy Moe, world championship medalist Doug Lewis, and World Cup winners AJ Kitt and Kyle Rasmussen, and over 50 World Cup competitions, 30 Europe Cup competitions, 2 world competitions, the Olympic Winter Games, and numerous national championships. Oh my goodness, his bio keeps going on and on. He has coached so many incredible winners, just athletes that you probably would have known and seen in the Olympics. So I'm just so excited to have him on the show. Enjoy. Well, hello, Gary Miller. Thank you for joining me on the Visibly Fit podcast. It's a joy to have you.
Thank you very much, Wendy. I appreciate it.
All the way from Germany.
All the way from Germany.
Yes, but you don't sound, I don't hear a German accent.
No, I'm actually a little bit of a transplant. Originally from Aspen, Colorado, like my wife, but I grew up mostly in the Midwest, in Door County, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And then since I was 15 years old, I've been traveling the world as a ski racer and then as a professional ski coach and an entrepreneur. And went back into coaching again. And so I've spent a lot of time in Europe. I fell in love with it when I was, my first trip over was when I was 17 years old. And I've been in love with it ever since. And when the kids grew up and they went to college and they're out on their own, my wife and I decided, you know what, let's go live in Europe for a while.
Wow.
And so we ended up here. We love Garmisch. It's a beautiful mountain town. It's actually the sister city of Aspen, which is our real hometown. So, it's wonderful. The lifestyle here is so healthy. And as we get older, we want to live a healthier lifestyle.
Amen.
So being in the mountains and being able to get sunshine, get fresh air, enjoy the nature, for us, it's really key.
And it's huge.
Food products alone are so far superior because they just don't have the additives and preservatives.
And the pesticides and herbicides and all the things that we do here in this country. That's right.
Yes.
It's a big, big issue. And as you know, we're hoping things are changing in there. But my former career life, I used to work for Vail Resorts, Vail, Colorado. So I'm a big skier and I've been, of course, to Aspen and all the things, and I love it. And skiing is a culture, you know?
It is a culture.
It is. It's like this tight community. I find it very fascinating, but I was there for about 4.5 years and just loved what I did. So anyway, I'm inspired by you and your wife and making the move to Germany to do what suits you best for your health and longevity and where you feel called to be. But today I have you on because we are both passionate about a little device known as the Human Charger. And here it is. And I have been using this device for it's a photo biomodulator. It's a light therapy device, but I've been using this for about six, seven years. And I originally started using it because I live in Minnesota. I grew up in Texas, but over the years I was like, I kind of got this little SAD going on, the seasonal affective disorder, and I need to be proactive, and I'm healthy and I do all the things, but I just noticed a little twinge of difference. And so I started using this Human Charger and it changed my world. It's only 12 minutes a day when I'm putting on my makeup or whatever, super easy. But I wanted to bring you on, Gary, because you yourself, you and your wife have grown to love and be a part of this company, the Human Charger. And I wanted to find out, first of all, your story about the connection with Human Charger, and then also get a background story with Volky and all of that as well, if you're open to that.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's an interesting one because it was never on our radar screen. And but being a world traveler and being subjected to jet lag on every trip, whether it's U.S. to Europe or U.S. to Asia, I knew that there were things circadian rhythm wise that were always a challenge. And when my wife and I were skiing in Lech, Austria a year ago, I ran into a former business colleague of mine that lives here in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. And he introduced us to a gentleman, Thomas Turnell, who had recently purchased the Human Charger from the old Valky company. And he wanted us to take a look at it because he wanted some distribution in the U.S. It's never been in the U.S. You know, it's been on the market now over a decade, but it's never been in the U.S.
And it originated in Finland, right? That's where these guys are from?
It originated in Finland, mm-hmm. Yes. In 2007, it was about the time, this is an interesting story, it's about the time that the iPhone came on the market, right?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Nokia was asleep at the wheel, and they're like, what's happening to all of our phone sales? Because everyone back then had a Nokia.
Right, I remember.
Now they're having iPhones, and they're losing business revenue, and they thought, well, maybe we need to branch out into some other tech sectors. And they did, and this happens to be a scientist and an engineer from Nokia branched off and developed this remedy for SAD. And of course,
because they were having issues of that themselves, correct? In Finland?
Finland is very cold and dark.
Dark, yeah.
For a long time during the winter. And they had a lot of people that they figured they could, you know, benefit from something like this, from a device like this. So my wife and I, when we met with Thomas, I didn't know anything about SAD. Okay. Oh. I'm one of these guys that's blessed with a ready, set, go when I get up in the morning. And
you're like my husband, just go. Yeah.
Go charge until you've, you know,
crash.
Done, and then you sleep again and you do it. But my wife, on the other hand, has some seasonal depression. She has anxiety. She has a little panic disorder. And she's like, oh, I know all about this. And I'm like, okay, great. So she tried it for a week. And within 3 days, she was like, wow, you know, mm-hmm. I'm getting up right away in the morning and I don't feel the anxiety and I'm got more energy and I use it in the afternoon if I've got a lull. And she said, I think there's really something to this. So we're like, okay, well, let's take a deeper look. Me, again, I don't have those maladies, but I noticed that my focus went like this. It was just, it narrowed in, and I could sit at the computer and I'd be like ultra focused. And I'm thinking, well, this is really strange. So then my wheels started to spin because my athletes on the World Cup circuit, you know what it's like when it's cold, snowy, dark.
It's
not like a sunny day on the slopes, right?
Right, right.
So I thought, well, if this can help a normal human being, what could it do for my athletes?
Yeah.
And then we met up with a doctor friend of ours from Denver. He and his wife are older, but they're still practicing. They have a wellness practice out in Denver, Colorado. And we gave them each a human charger and they wanted to try it. I said, would this be of interest? And he said, yes, absolutely. I have a wellness practice. They flew home back to America. Within a week, he calls me and he says, what is this thing? This is fantastic. He said, we had no jet lag.
Yeah.
We feel more energetic. Couldn't believe the difference. And he got us into their group, which is Cenogenics, which is a concierge medical, a group of medical clinics.
Yes.
And their CEO fell in love with it. And one thing led to another. So we really knew we were onto something. And we thought, is this a way to really improve people's lives?
Yeah.
And
yeah, it definitely is. And it's simple. It's simple. And so this is what I want to talk about is the way in which the device operates. It's basically on light wave therapy, right? It's the wavelengths of the different lights, and there's red, green, and blue light. Of course, when you look at the light coming out of the ear holes, so those of you that might be watching on YouTube, these little things go in your ears and bright light shines out of it. But to look at it, it's white, but it's not just white light. It's red, green, and blue, right? So let's talk about the spectrums a little bit. And because I know like red light is great for anti-inflammation, cell regeneration, that kind of thing. But can you talk to me on the level of like someone listening to this going, I have no idea what you're talking about. This whole light therapy, how does this even work? Seems a little woo-woo to me. Can you just talk about the simplicity of the power of wavelengths and what it actually does to our body?
Yeah, sure. It's interesting because, you know, for so many years, people have been staring into these light boxes, mm-hmm. right? Or a sad lamp, they call it. And it has to go through the optic nerve to right. reach the photosensitive areas of the brain that can affect the hormones that your circadian rhythm, that's how it runs, okay? What the scientists and the engineer found when they broke away from Nokia and started to build this human charger is they discovered that transcranial bright light is much faster
yeah.
than staring at a lamp. So, and it's the same lux as a lamp. It's actually more blue light than anything else. And it's 10,000 lux, UV free, blue bright. It's bright light. It looks white, but it's more blue light. And it's the same as a lamp, but it's effective because it goes, you know, your eardrum is translucent. The bone structure around your ear is very thin. So it can reach those areas of the brain that control the serotonin and melatonin and cortisol. And that's why you only have to use it 12 minutes. It goes yeah. on 12 minutes. It shuts off. And about 15 to 30 minutes later, you notice a difference.
For sure. For sure. You
know? So it's they just figured out a faster way to deliver light to affect our circadian rhythm.
So, okay, Gary, most people would say, okay, well, blue light, wait a minute, hold up. Blue light is something I'm to get away from, right? Because of all the issues with blue light. So when you're talking blue light, let's dive into that a little bit more because it's a different type of blue light and wavelength. Is that correct?
Or yes, it is.
Because blue light coming from my computer right now is not a healthy blue light.
Right. Right. No, this is, and I don't know exactly what the wavelength of the color is. I've never had that question before, so I'll just be honest on that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't know what that is. I only know that it is equal to what it is coming out of a light box or a sad lamp. But through the ears.
Yeah.
They took the same light that you'd have to stare at and they put it through the earbuds.
Yeah. I think what's fascinating to me, just on a little sidebar note, is that, you know, through the ear canal, it is one of the shortest passageways to the brain. And we just had a dear friend of ours pass away not too long ago. And when we were in the home where we were saying goodbye, the doctor came in and even said to us, yeah, you can go ahead and speak to them because they hear you. That's the last thing that goes, is because that's such a short short connection passageway to the brain. That's the last place that goes. So they're still able to hear you as they are departing. Anyway, I find that fascinating because it's wow. wavelengths, sound links, all of those different frequencies, and wavelengths and sound links are similar in the sense that they mm-hmm. respond to our brains in this fashion through the ear canal. So I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool. That's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys did a lot of scientific research. I mean, they spent a lot of Nokia's money to do this. So
yeah.
they found that, you know, they did trips across the ocean. They found out that it works for jet lag because, you know, as our bodies have evolved over the years and the centuries, they haven't evolved quite that fast. Jet travel beat them to the punch, right? So when you fly over 6 or 7 time zones, your circadian rhythm just can't adjust.
Yeah,
it's impossible. So we haven't evolved far enough to be able to do that. So all the light is doing is it's doing a quick reset of your circadian rhythm. And so, for example, if you're going to fly from, you know, Chicago to Munich, okay, you're going to wait until you get to, if say you're landing at maybe any time between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning in Munich, around the time 7 or 8 in the morning, you want to use your first application of the human charger, because you're going to get that first pop of bright light, which will it'll be like the sun.
Okay? Reset your circadian rhythm. Yeah.
It's going to start to reset your circadian rhythm. Well, one application isn't enough. So what you do is you use it every 2 hours, 4 to 5 times that day. Mm. And that way you're just readjusting. And if you do that for the first day, you're going to sleep great at night. And then you'll do the same thing the second day. And by that time, the body is usually adjusted to the point where you don't have that jet lag. You don't feel terrible when you arrive. And about, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're wanting to take a nap right away.
Yeah.
So it's like something magical that happens. It's crazy.
And I have noticed this as well with jet lag, because my husband and I were in Pakistan not too long ago and used this, and I didn't use it as often, but now I'm like, ooh, if I would have used it every 2 hours, I think I would have had even greater results, which I had great results, but I think it would have been even better. So that's good to know. So thank you for that. Regarding just light therapy and cellular response, can you talk too much about that and ATP production or any of, can you talk on that level?
I can't go too deep on the science.
Okay.
But what I can tell you and the message that we're trying to convey today is that basically, you know, your circadian rhythm, this now circadian disruption, mm-hmm. you know, circadian rhythm, CRD, circadian rhythm disruption, is probably one of the more pervasive, you know, diseases that we have today. I mean, it's, I guess you would really classify it as a disease, but it's a
contributor too.
It's a very big contributor. Obesity, diabetes, psychiatric disorders, autoimmune diseases, neurodegeneration, and even cancers.
Yeah.
And now it's moved from being sort of a funky science to something that's really a serious health hazard. And most people don't know it. But you know as well as I do that our society has changed so much, you know, over the last decade. Everybody is, I mean, we're working more hours. We have more distractions. Screen time is a killer. And that's throwing everybody's circadian rhythm off. And whether you're a shift worker or you're traveling overseas, you're going to suffer from these different maladies. It's why shift workers have such a high incidence of diseases and cancers and aging and everything else. We're trying to move into that shift work spectrum because these poor people, if they knew how to reset their circadian rhythm, they'd be so much healthier.
Yeah, people don't realize the power of sleep. We need to rest. And we're doing it to ourselves as far as creating a body that's in a dis-ease state, right? And so this can help to start to regulate, but also it's up to us to, you know, shut down screens and have a healthy sleep hygiene protocol, you know, get to bed on time, you know, make sure you see the sunrise and sunset and get that red hue in your eyes and do some grounding and do all the things that we need to do. But I would say that unfortunately the average American is sitting in front of the television the last hours of the day. And then they wonder why their parasympathetic nervous system isn't regulated and they're just all kind of tired, but wired. Right. And so this can help with that, but also just do your due diligence and shut off the screens and, you know, turn down the lights and start to get ready for bed like we're supposed to when the sun goes down. So what would you say in response to just long-term use and safety? Is it, I mean, it's regulated. It's safe to use. I mean, like I said, I've been using it like 7 years, probably about on average 4 days a week. And I love it. I love it.
There have been no ill effects from people using it. People have been using it for 10 years and there's no adverse effects to it. You know, it's a pretty simple device. And of course, we're up against the light boxes and the SAD lamps, right?
Right.
But we don't have the same, I mean, 10 years ago, we didn't have the mobility devices, the phones, all this sort of stuff today. And we're such a fast-paced society. Nobody has the time to sit every morning for an hour. Because what people don't understand is that you can't sit in front of a light box with a foot away from 10,000 lux and have it benefit. You need an hour and nobody has that time. So, you know, something like the human charger is something that you can throw in your purse, your briefcase, your suitcase, and you can hit the road. I mean, and you can use it whenever you need to.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I found was interesting last year, we were driving, I think we were down in Italy somewhere, and we were driving back to Germany, and I was starting to get a little sleepy. And Gail says, try the human charger. So I put it on, got my 12-minute dose, and about 20 minutes later, I'm wide awake. And I'm thinking, wow, this is cool. Okay. And I've got some athletes that are doing the same thing. I mean, they, you know, they end up at driving late at night sometimes back from a competition, and they do the same thing.
Let's talk about your athletes that you're coaching and such. Can you see a difference in their performance? Curious about that because they're more alert and aware and
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that because, it was one of the things that pushed me into really taking a serious look at the human charger because I'm not coaching anymore. You know, I might do a little bit on the side, but I'm not a national team coach like I was for a number of years, but I know that in that sphere, okay, the difference between winning and second place might be 0.01. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just a small margin of error. If you're trying to compete on a cloudy, dark day, when you're only maybe getting 500 to 1,000 lux of natural light, okay, you're not going to have the same performance. They did these tests up in Finland with the Finnish national hockey team. And they found that the psychomotor speed, which is your reaction time, was sped up when they used the human charger.
Wow.
So we got it to a couple of World Cup athletes that we know, and they used it not only for jet lag, flying back and forth from the US to Europe, but they use it every day, even if it's a cloudy day, to just get that little bump of energy that makes that little difference. And we think it's huge. We had an athlete from Austria who was injured in Hafjell, Norway, had to fly back to Innsbruck because he had fallen so hard, he hit a gate, one of the GS gates,
right,
with his face, knocked out four teeth.
Oh my.
So he had to go back to Innsbruck to get his teeth removed, the implants put in. So he lost 3 days. The rest of the team went to the U.S. because the World Cup finals were in Sun Valley, Idaho. He missed it. So he jumps on a flight Wednesday, arrives Thursday night late into Sun Valley. His event is on Saturday. And normally when you cross 8 time zones, there's no way that he was going to feel optimum. He used that human charger religiously. And he, in the World Cup final, Super G, which is one of his specialties, he was second and he almost won it. Wow. And we just were like, that just doesn't happen. That's not normal.
Okay, that's an incredible story. And it makes me think of, you know, other athletes and other military. It makes me think of people that are, like, say, truck drivers that are driving across the country late at night, how this could benefit so many just because of the alertness it will give you and that edge when you might not be feeling your optimal best self because of jet lag or because of seasonal affective disorder or because of maybe being a little ill, you know, having three teeth busted out, whatever the case may be. This could really set you to a different level, a different edge for your performance.
Wendy, it's almost limitless because I think people now are just discovering what light can do. Okay. Yeah. Light is so important for us as human beings. We've gotten registered with the government and the military so that we can sell to them. They're very interested in it.
Good.
We have a couple cargo pilots, that one from FedEx, one from Kalita Air Cargo. They use it. They can't believe it's made a difference in their, just the way they are when they get home and try to be a dad after being on the road for 2 weeks in Asia or Europe or somewhere else. So, you know, and truck drivers, I think, would be another category, but it's, you know, some of these areas are a little bit hard to reach. Oil and gas, fulfillment warehouses, hospitals. My sister is a medical assistant in Portland, Maine, and she uses it every single day because she works long hours.
Well, and the light that they have there at the hospital, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. My goodness. Wow, Gary.
Think about on a light spectrum. Okay. Bright direct sunlight is 100,000 lux.
Okay.
Okay. Just a good sunny day, you're at maybe 10,000. If you go into a basketball, hockey arena, operating theater, you're going to be at 1,000 lux max, which is why the hockey players notice the difference, because you're not getting that much light. And if you go into the big warehouses, the Home Depots and places like that, it even goes down to about 500 lux. So you don't get the light that you really need.
Wow. Yeah, see, I don't think the average person knows that. I didn't know what the luxes were. And I even think about, I notice the difference whenever I go into a certain store. I'm not going to say the name of the store, but there's many department stores that kind of have that bright, horrendous light. And it's just, you know, the buzz of the light. It's just horrible. And I just it just feels oppressive, right? Like right when you walk in, it's like heavy. And so I just want to get out of there really quickly. So anyway, I just think of the effects on even just walking into a department store. And then, you know, if you had to go and get something and then you leave and you go put this in your car and your purse and you plug this in, put this in your ears, how it's going to benefit you there as well. Not that I'm out shopping all the time, but I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't make a difference.
I will send you a lux chart because you'll be fascinated when you look at it.
Please. Yes.
Really important for people to understand the power of light. The power of light is so, it's dramatic. It really is.
Our creator said, let there be light, right?
Exactly.
The Lord knew that we needed light to survive. And I mean, anything that's living from plants to humans, right? So we need light. And so it's important that we have the proper light instead of diminishing what the real light is doing to our bodies. Because the lights that we are putting ourselves in is actually draining us and not energizing us. And we want the light. And I'm going to say the light of Jesus, but also the light of his light that he's offered. And if it's at the same kind of lux, 10,000, then this says a lot with this human charger. So I'm just blown away. And I've seen a major difference in my life too. So I'm just grateful. Thank you for taking the time just to pop on here and let us know a little bit about this. What else would maybe you want to share with us as we wrap up, that maybe there's another story or two that you want to share, or maybe something detailed about the human charger that maybe we haven't discussed yet?
Well, I think it's, I think it's trying to get the message out that it's a, you know, and Americans love technology, right?
Yeah.
And this is so revolutionary. When I think, when I think of Europe and how they've, you know, adapted this to this product, but America has never done this. I mean, there are people that have SAD that are still staring into lamps. And I think this is a huge upgrade. This is like going from your old flip phone to an iPhone.
There you go.
It's a dramatic difference.
Well, cause I had a lamp box, I had a light box and I switched to this. It's completely different. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's just, I think America really wants to live a healthier lifestyle. Americans want to do this, right? They want to eat better if they can. They want
to catching on.
You know, I mean, look at our youth today. They say now that 80% of our youth are depressed.
Yeah.
But
well, I think that has more to do with social media and a lot of the things here. But again, they're staring into this light box here that is not healthy, this phone, and it's detrimental to their health. So you're right. 80%. Yeah.
But if but you can also, again, just like shift work, with a device like this, it just resets. So it'll help reset it. It's one of the handiest things I think I've ever seen. We were mesmerized by it and we couldn't believe that it was hiding in Europe for 10 years and nobody knew about it.
And it doesn't matter.
Like you.
Yeah. Well, I just stumbled across it. I think I got it from listening to a podcast with Ben Greenfield back in the day. Like, I mean, I don't know. Yep. I don't know where I came across it, but I immediately was drawn to it and I knew this would be a solution for me. And it really was. Now, real quick, it doesn't matter your age and stage in life, right? Like it doesn't matter if you're a young child versus elderly, right? Anyone can use it.
No, anybody can use it. I mean, it's safe. You know, the main thing is it's a UV free bright light. That's the main thing. And it is safe and it can really help. I mean, it makes a difference. And, you know, we need devices like this, you know, for our people. We just do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you making it a mission to get the human charger in the hands of more Americans. And I'm making it my mission as well. So thank you for taking the time and enjoy Germany. Are you guys going to stay there for a while, do you think?
Yeah, I think we'll be here for a while. You know, it's... Wendy, the lifestyle is just, it's completely different. You know, it's less complicated. Like I said, the food is great. The people are friendly. It's a little bit more low key. In Germany, people are very disciplined. You know, they're disciplined about
my husband's German. Yes.
then, you know, yeah, I don't know. There's something about it that just feels really good. And, you know, obviously with technology today, we can do this with our kids and.
Yeah. You know, the Zoom. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Well, God bless you and your wife. And thank you again for sharing how it helps you and your wife, but also some athletes. And I'm hoping that it will benefit my listeners as well. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. And make sure you come over and ski with us in Europe.
I would love that. Are you kidding me?
You have to do it because it's a ski experience that will blow your mind.
Game on. And
it's super affordable. You will not believe it. I guarantee it. So come join us.
I will, Gary. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode. I'm so glad that you did, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation that I had with Gary Miller about the Human Charger. Again, go to humancharger.com/WendyPett to save almost $30 on your device. You know, I cannot imagine my life without it. Honestly, it's been almost 7 years that I've been using it. And you just put these little bad boys right here with the light on the end right into your ear canal, and I I put them in whenever I'm doing my makeup. It doesn't take long, only 12 minutes. And it's a game changer for me, not just for seasonal affective disorder, but also for jet lag and also just for mood boosting, but also it can help to regulate hormones and give you energy and so much more. But I did get some information from Gary after the call. And I just wanted to share it with you just to kind of go over it again, that the Human Charger does use full spectrum light, and that blue light peaks at 450 nm. That's nanometers. So that's a common, nanometer amount for blue light therapy and bright light therapy, which helps to regulate sleep-wake cycles, alertness, and also mood. I think more of the concern with the blue light is, of course, when we're looking at blue light. So that way, with using this device and using it through our inner ear canal, it's not going to be a concern as far as damaging our retina or any of that kind of thing. So that's more about screen time versus getting the blue light that is minimal blue light, but it's because it's full spectrum light, but still it's coming through the inner ear canal, and the ear canal has no photo receptors. And some studies suggest that that light can actually influence deep brain regions like the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is that brain region that regulates so many bodily functions from, your core temperature from like sleep-wake cycles, like we talked about, your hunger, your thirst, release of hormones. I mean, the hypothalamus is a big deal. So if this little device can help, then great. Use it. Because the hypothalamus is one of the things that plays just such a crucial role in maintaining the body's internal balance. It is just, it helps us with our electrolyte balance, our energy metabolism, again, hormone regulation. It does a lot. And it also even influences the autonomic nervous system, which controls involuntary functions like our heart rate, our breathing, our digestion. So maybe you have even a little bit of anxiety, or maybe you've got some digestion issues. Well, I have a feeling that Human Charger can assist with that. It's not just that, right? Like we need to be eating well, sleeping well, all those things, but this can be a tool that can get us on a better track, but also with our emotions and our behavior. The hypothalamus is one of those things that really needs to be balanced and to be taken care of. And if this bright light can help take care of the hypothalamus and to start to regulate our internal cycle, our sleep-wake cycle, our hormone drop, that kind of thing, then it's a game changer for a lot of us. And so I just really, really, really want to encourage you to go to humancharger.com/WendyPet. Grab yours today. You're going to save close to $30. And I would love to hear your take on it, how you feel after you've used it. Because I'm telling you, it's been a game changer for me. And I don't just promote things to promote things. Y'all know that. So give it a go. Let me hear your thoughts. I would love to hear them in the comments. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Share it with those that you know that could benefit greatly. And we will catch you next time, next week. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to WendyPet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.